Hi there, it's Venus here with your reading for today. And instantly I've got here a ladybird. Okay, I'm just seeing a ladybird. Now, you could either be seeing a lot of ladybirds symbolically or literally. Okay, ladybirds are, you know, a really beautiful spiritual creature, okay, and they symbolize hope, you know, and new beginnings as well with ladybirds is what I'm getting here. I'm feeling here there's new possibilities ahead for you, okay. In fact, I feel things are going to start manifesting for you soon, quite quickly. Or something that you, I feel maybe you are manifesting something specific, okay? It could be a few things specifically that you're manifesting. But, you know, Spirit is saying that you need to persist with this. Don't lose hope. Whatever it is you're working towards, you know, again, they're saying don't lose hope over this, because as soon as you lose that hope or your energy and vibration drops, and then, you know, it's like it puts a block up in front of you. The universe will always serve you what you're vibrating. Remember that. Your thoughts are very powerful, okay? And we all are energy. You know, we're energetic beings. You know, everything in the universe is energetic. And you just remember that what you are thinking is very powerful. So if you're thinking negatively, unfortunately, you will manifest that, okay? And then it puts this block up in front of you for what you're trying to move towards. Even, you know, I've experienced this myself so many times, and I've also manifested, I would say probably, you know, I've seen miracles happen when I've really put my mind to manifesting and kept in this high vibration, and it's put me into alignment. And then what happens is something negative happens, or you think negatively, and it puts this block up. Okay, and then it sends this thing that you're trying to move towards, or this person you're trying to move towards, it sends it 1,000 miles away from you, and then you need to start all over again, and then it puts delays there. So the message here today is persistence, okay? Don't lose hope. I feel here that, like I said, I feel there's a few things you're manifesting. Six of Feathers we've got here. And we've got our King of Feathers. So I do feel here, you know, you could be manifesting maybe a new job or a new position in a job, or even starting your own business here is what I'm seeing. And you're losing hope because something happens, you know, that slows things down for you, or, you know, you have a negative thought enter your mind and it sends you 10 steps backwards. Like I say, what I'm seeing here, there's a lot of stability coming in for you, okay? Attainment as well. And it's like you can have this. And, you know, it's a case of not if, it's when now, okay? And this is what I'm getting here. I do see there's going to be transitions for you coming in. There's going to be shifts, positive shifts within this next few weeks, especially around, as I say, you know, the things that you're trying to manifest. One being, which is coming up strongly, is to do with a job opportunity or work of some kind, career, and certainly a person here, okay, with this King of Feathers. I'm getting an energy who you may already be connected with. But I feel here that maybe you're not happy with the connection. You're not fully happy with the connection or where it is or isn't going. I do see here with this energy, this person, you know, you are in the dark sometimes around this. But again, it's all about keeping that hope. Okay, and moving towards it with hope and faith, because I do see here it's within reach. You can't see that now, but I'm seeing stability coming in for you, and I'm seeing this around, you know, again, work and a person. But if you keep losing the hope, or you take that focus off yourself and these goals, it's going to delay it, okay? It is going to delay this. And then you're going to send the thing or the person away rather than attracting it to you. Ace of Acorns, yes. Confidence. Step ahead with confidence is what I'm being shown here. But I do feel here there's going to be a lot of confidence coming in for you as well, like a confident energy. I feel like where you have not maybe felt yourself, you've been feeling a little bit stuck and your confidence around things has dropped. Okay. You know, but try to up and raise your confidence as much as possible. And again, it all comes back to that self-love. And I always literally stress this about self-love, because you can become a magnet. You can become, you know, this high vibration for what you want to attract in your life. But you've just got to be persistent. Okay. Let's see what else we've got here for you from the Divine Goddess Wisdom Oracle. What does Spirit want you to know? What is the advice for you? Inspiration, just as I was saying, find inspiration from the world and in nature's beauty. Feel the earth's strength beneath your feet. Endless possibilities surround you. So it's, again, it's that inspiration, isn't it? It's about, you know, also kind of being grateful for what you've already got as well is a big thing here as well. If you're constantly in a mindset of lack, then again, you're going to be served lack on a plate. Does that make sense? Literally, you'll lack exactly what you want. So always be in that, you know, energy of gratitude as well, and always be grateful for what you've already got in your life. And then this makes you become a magnet. Okay, so be persistent, keep up hope and keep pushing forward. And I feel there is a big shift coming in for you when it comes to these two areas of your life, your work side and with a specific person, love interest, or it could be a connection you're already in, you know, a relationship. I feel things are going to really improve here. And I'm getting here within the next 2 to 4 weeks, if you can keep that momentum going, okay? If you, you know, if you start to drop your vibrations, it could take a lot longer. So I hope this reading has given you some insight today, and I do wish you all the best moving forward and sending you lots of love, light and blessings.